AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama's counterterrorism and homeland security advisor, Lisa Monaco, tells the Council on Foreign Relations that the administration will soon release a list of people killed in drone and counterterrorism strikes since Obama took office.
It will account for all counterterrorism actions outside the area of active hostilities across the board.
The list won't include drone strikes in major fighting zones such as Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, focusing instead on attacks against extremist targets in other regions such as North Africa. Drones and warplanes were used by the U.S. on Saturday in an attack on an al-Shabaab training base where some 200 fighters and their trainers were readying for a large-scale attack on either African or U.S. personnel in the country. Pentagon spokesman Navy Captain Jeff Davis.
We took action to ensure that they couldn't put that training to use in an attack against us or Amazon.
Davis says an estimated 150 members of the militant group were killed in the attack. Nancy Reagan's funeral will be held on Friday.
Mrs. Reagan will be buried here at the Reagan Library this Friday, March 11th, beginning at 11 a.m.
Reagan Library spokeswoman Melissa Giller, the 94-year-old former First Lady, died yesterday. She will be buried next to her husband, former President Ronald Reagan, on the grounds of his presidential library. Six people, four men and two women, are dead in a fire that engulfed a boarding house early this morning in Atlanta. Fire Department spokesman Cortez Stafford says investigators are just now getting to work on finding the cause of that blaze.
Our guys are going through and doing a thorough investigation to determine what happened. And that's going to be necessary, especially with the number of victims that we have here today.
Five of the victims were found in the rear of the home where there was no exit. The sixth was found in a bedroom in the front. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 66. The Nasdaq is down 8. This is AP Radio News. Peyton Manning, who wore the number 18 for the Colts and then the Broncos, says he's leaving the game.
There's just something about 18 years. 18 is a good number. And today I retire from pro football.
In making his announcement on ESPN, the five-time NFL MVP and two-time Super Bowl champ says he's always had to work harder to be ready for each game.
There were other players who were more talented, but there was no one who could out-prepare me. And because of that, I have no regrets.
Tennis star Maria Sharapova says she has failed a drug test at the Australian Open. The five-time major champion made that announcement today in Los Angeles. Sharapova says she tested positive for melatonin, which she has been taking for 10 years for health issues. The drug became a banned substance this year. Sharapova is currently sidelined with a forearm injury, hasn't competed since losing to Serena Williams in Australia. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.